Chapter 9 Customers
第九课顾客
A. What is happening in the restaurant?
A. 在餐厅里发生着什么事啊
The people are having dinner.
啲人吃着晚饭
The service in the restaurant is terrible.
间餐厅的服务非常差。
Picture 1
A customer
图一顾客
Picture 2
A waiter
图二侍应
Picture 3
A fussy customer
图三挑剔的顾客
Picture 4
Terrible service.
图四，好差嘅服务。
Picture 5.
An expensive suit.
图五，好。
Picture 6.
Turn up the aircon.
图六，开大个冷气。
B. Reading. The fussy customer.
B.阅读挑剔的顾客
Mr. Wong owned a popular restaurant.
王生开了一间很受欢迎的酒楼
A successful businessman, Mr. Lee, had lunch there every day.
有个很成功的商人李生每日都去那里吃晏
Simon Chow worked for Mr. Lee.
Simon Chow 帮李生做事
One day he came into the restaurant.
有日他去到呢一间酒楼。
Simon wanted people to think that he was rich, so he wore an expensive suit.
Simon 想人哋觉得佢有钱，所以佢着咗套好贵嘅西装。
He called out to Mr. Wong.
Waiter, give me your best table.
佢叫王生。侍应生，你将最好的台我。
Mr. Wong showed Simon to an empty table.
王生带 Simon 去一张空台。
I want a better table,
said Simon.
I want to sit over there, by the window.
Simon 话：我要一张好啲嘅台，我要坐嗰边，喺窗口隔篱。
He did not see that his boss was already sitting at the table.
他见不到他老板已经坐了在那张台。
Mr. Wong was nervous of fussy customers like Simon.
王生对着好像 Simon 那样的挑剔顾客会很紧张。
Would you mind moving to another table, sir?
He asked Mr. Lee quietly.
他细细声问李生。先生，请你介唔介意坐去另一张台啊
？No, I don't mind,"
said Mr. Lee.
李生答：我唔介意。
He got up and changed tables.
佢起身转咗去另一张台。
Simon called Mr. Wong again.
Simon 又叫王生。
It's too hot in here. Turn up the aircon.
呢度太热啦，开大个冷气啊
！Oh, sir, I can't do that。
王生话：先生，对唔住啊，我办唔到。
It's already turned up。
因为个冷气已经开大咗。
Would you like to take off your jacket？
你介唔介意除低你件外套啊
？No。
said Simon rudely.
Simon 好粗鲁咁答，唔得。
Bring me the menu at once.
即刻攞个餐牌嚟俾我。
Simon wanted to order something that was not on the menu.
Simon 想叫一啲餐牌上面冇嘅嘢。
Waiter, bring me a steak and fries.
He called loudly.
佢大声咁叫。侍应生，俾份牛扒同薯条我。
I'm sorry, sir,
said Mr. Wong politely.
王生好有礼貌咁答，对唔住，先生。
We don't have steak. We only serve Chinese food.
我哋冇牛扒，我哋净系供应中式食物。
Would you like to order something from the menu?
不如请你叫餐牌上面嘅食物啦。
Finally, Simon ordered his food.
Simon 终于叫咗嘢食。
When the food came, Simon was not happy.
啲食物送到嚟嘅时候 ，Simon 好唔满意噃。
Look at these noodles. They aren't hot enough.
佢大声闹：你睇下呢啲面啦，都唔够热。
The food in this restaurant is no good.
呢间酒楼啲食物唔掂啊
！The service is terrible. I'll never come here again.
He shouted.
服务又差，我以后都唔会再嚟啊
！Mr. Wong went pale. He did not know what to say.
王先生面都青埋，佢唔知讲咩好。
Mr. Lee was listening.
李生一直喺度听住。
He felt sorry for Mr. Wong, so he went over to Simon's table.
佢好同情王生，所以佢走过去 Simon 张台。
Hello, Simon,
he said calmly.
佢好平静咁讲 ，Simon 你好。
I think this is the best restaurant in town.
香港最好嘅酒楼。
The food here is delicious.
呢度啲食物好好食啊。
If you want five-star service, you can go to the five-star restaurant next door. But you'll have to pay five-star prices.
如果你想要五星级嘅服务，你可以去隔篱嗰间五星级酒楼。不过你就要俾五星级嘅价钱。
Simon went red.
Simon 面都红晒。
He felt ashamed and left the restaurant quickly.
佢觉得好丑，于是急急咁离开咗间酒楼。
What do you think of the people in the story? Tell your friend.
故事里面嘅人物点啊？讲俾你啲朋友听啊。
C. Answer the questions about the incomplete sentences.
C. 用完整嘅句子回答有关个故事嘅问题。
1.
Who is Mr. Lee?
1. 李生是誰啊?
2.
What did Simon want people to think?
2. Simon 想人哋點諗佢啊?
3.
How did Simon speak to Mr. Wong?
3. Simon 點樣同王生講嘢啊?
4.
Where can you find a list of food and prices in a restaurant?
4. 在酒楼里面你在哪里找到食物的名称和价钱呢?
5.
What did Simon want to eat?
5. Simon 想吃什么啊?
6.
What kind of food did the restaurant serve?
6.间酒楼供应啲乜嘢食物呢
？7.
Why did Mr. Lee like the restaurant?
7. 点解李生中意间酒楼嘅
？8.
Why did Simon leave the restaurant quickly?
8. 点解 Simon 咁快离开间酒楼啊
？Skills. Look at the chart.
技巧训练，睇下个表。
Put the sentences in this story in a good order. Write the letters in the boxes. Here are the answers.
将呢个故事里面嘅句子排列好次序，将字母写喺空格里面。以下系答案。
A good order for a story is.
个故事嘅次序应该系
1.
The place and the people
1. 地点同人物
Mrs. Ho was in the kitchen. She was cooking dinner.
何太在厨房，她煮紧晚饭。
2.
What happened first?
2. 首先有咩事发生？
She looked in the cupboard. She did not have any rice.
她去个柜度揾，但系佢揾唔到米。
3.
What happened next?
3. 然后有咩事发生？
She went downstairs to the supermarket.
她落楼下超级市场。
However, she forgot to turn off the stove.
但是她唔记得熄火。
4.
What happened in the end?
4. 最后有咩事发生？
She met a friend and they talked for a while.
她撞到一个朋友，她们谈了一阵间。
Suddenly, there was a big bang. Mrs. Ho's flat was on fire.
突然砰一声大响，何太屋企着咗火。
She was very unhappy because her home burned down.
佢好唔开心，因为佢间屋烧咗。
D. Mrs. Chow is at the hairdresser. What are the people saying? Here.Are the answers.
D. 周太在发型屋里，她和店员在说什么？以下是答案。
Picture 1. Would you like to come in?
图一，请入来啊。
Picture 2. Would you like to sit here?
图二，请坐这里啊。
Picture 3.
Would you mind getting me some tea?
图三，请问你介唔介意俾杯茶我啊
？No, not at all.
唔介意。
Picture 4.
Would you mind getting me a magazine?
图四，请问你介唔介意攞本杂志俾我啊
？No, not at all.
唔介意。
E. Look at these customers and finish the sentences.Here are the answers.
二，睇下呢啲顾客，然后完成啲句子。以下系答案。
Picture 1.
Here you are.
图一，嗱，喺度啦。
Thank you very much.
唔该晒。
The shopkeeper found the book quickly.
个店员好快咁揾到本书。
The man thanked her politely.
个男人好有礼貌咁讲唔该。
Picture 2.
Walk faster! I'm in a hurry!
图二，行快啲啦，我赶时间啦。
The waiter walked slowly.
个侍应行得好慢。
The woman banged the table loudly.
个女人好大力咁拍张台。
She spoke to the waiter rudely.
她好粗鲁咁同个侍应讲嘢。
F. Finish this story about a fussy customer. Here are the answers.
F. 完成呢个有关一个挑剔顾客嘅故事。以下系答案。
Picture 1. Susie works in the clothes shop.
图一 ，Susie 喺一间服装店做嘢。
One day, a woman came into her shop.
有一日，一个女人走咗入铺头。
The woman looked at a pair of jeans.
个女人望住一条牛仔裤。
Susie asked,
"Would you like to try on these jeans?"
Susie 问。请问你想不想试下条裤啊
？They're too small. Get me a bigger pair.
The customer said rudely.
个顾客好粗鲁咁话：呢条细得滞，俾条大啲嘅我。
Picture 2.
Hurry up!
The customer called loudly.
图二，个顾客好大声咁讲： 花。
Picture 3.
Would you like to go into the changing room?
Susie asked nervously.
陶三 ,Susie 好紧张咁讲。请你入去试身室试身啦。
Picture 4. The customer likes the jeans.
陶四个顾客鍾意条裤。
Put them in a bag for me,
she said.
佢话帮我带起佢。
Certainly, madam,
Susie said politely.
Susie 好有礼貌咁讲。好啊，小姐。
But would you mind paying for them first?
但系，请介意俾一钱先呢？